The following is a rockradioshow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Shawn Morello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
toilet?
These
are
dude
floats. Look at that.
I told you they float.
They look like little jellyfish.
These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la, 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 what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back. Total Divas, Season 4, Episode 10. We're going on a road trip!
Did you bring the snacks?
I did bring the snacks. Did you bring the toilet paper?
Yes.
Alright, well let's load up the RV and let's get out of here. What do you say?
Let's go!
Alright, so we're going to go load up the RV, y'all take a break, and when we come back, episode 10 of Total Divas. Till then, listen to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. I just gotta let it out, show it to the world, let's spread it all around, feel it burning in my body, it's time for them to say what. There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today. Ouch, that's hot. How does he do this without burning himself?
I don't know, but there's way too much smoke.
Yeah, there is.
Just do the line.
Oh, right. Right. We're here. Every Thursday night, be a part of the experience known as The Rack. From all of the latest wrestling news, discussions, recaps of NXT and SmackDown, interviews with all of our favorite superstars, and more. Follow the Buzzards to The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch! Put that man down! Your actions have consequences, and you know what? You're out of here! You're suspended! You know what? You're suspended indefinitely! Get out of my building now! Now get out!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not going to sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axelmania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The greatest man that ever lived always liked a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rap on Wild Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Rackex Show right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are joining the Total Divas Season 4, Episode 10. We see John and Nikki in a limo. There was a buzzer. They're taking a selfie.
She asked John Cena. It's my face. And he's like, what the hell is going on?
Just say no, John. Just say no. And he's drinking. He's like, just keep drinking.
Is my face fat, really?
The loaded question. Okay, here's the quote. You want to get there before the breaking point, and she's almost at the breaking point. And we don't have who said it, so we get to find the quote.
Woohoo! Apparently, Nikki is sick. There's white spots.
Which I think is strep.
Apparently she has a match and she's physically weak. And it's
she's not feeling good.
And it's money in the bank.
Uh-oh.
Was this the triple threat?
Yeah, this is the triple threat.
No, just Paige. They did not show the triple threat one. Surprising. Apparently at Money in the Bank she was a little under the weather. Oh, twin magic. Is twin magic happening? Yes, twin magic is happening. And the girls are going, we're caught. We know what's going on.
I remember this match and everybody's like, what the heck? It's like, yay, Paige wins. Nope.
No, look. See, here's my boobs. They're not real. Here's my crotch. See? I'm not really Nikki. Paige.
And she's pulling out the tissues and she gets kicked in the face.
Yeah, and then Nikki lays out Paige, and the rock attack.
Actually, technically, shouldn't that have been a DQ?
Maybe. I don't know. We're not trying to use logic.
Hey, it's Tamina, and it's Naomi, and it's the Uso, and it's Natty.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We're getting an RV. Y'all know the rules of the RV.
Tamina's John's cousin, so she's being dragged along in the family vacation.
This is going to be awesome. Everybody's coming. We're all going on the bus.
Trinity is planning a family vacation for about 9 people in an RV. He's like, we're all big. She big, I'm big, you big, we're all big.
Don't be calling Tamina big.
Well, she's a big girl.
She's tall.
That's what he means. She's big.
No, there's a difference between big and tall.
Okay, tall. The Uso doesn't want to bond. And I don't even know what Natty was trying to do.
I have no idea what just happened, but it was awesome.
They smacked asses, and that's...
The Uso does not want to cuddle, though.
No.
And now we are on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills with Eva.
And Danny Garcia, The Rock's ex-wife, because Eva's is managed by the same person as The Rock. We're getting shots of her on the red carpet, in the ring, training. Eva is evolving. Eva has the drive. She wants it all. She just wants to keep going.
But is she prepared to do what she has to do to get it all? That's the thing.
That's the million-dollar question.
Because The Rock hustled, like, hardcore to get where he is.
And he still does.
And he still does.
All red global domination is the goal. As it's time for a Monday Night Raw in Cleveland, Ohio.
We see the Bellas arriving, or departing. They're signing autographs.
Nikki's drained. You know, Bree's like, I'll take the, I'd like to take the title from you.
Nikki's like, nope, it's mine. But Nikki needs a vacation. Basically, Nikki needs a break. She's having a panic attack.
She's like, I don't think I can do this anymore. Oh, Nikki, get over yourself. Bree's like, something's going on.
Something is wrong. She's not herself. So she's not feeling well. So something else is bothering her. The question is what is it?
Bree's like, remember, you got me to lean on.
Now we're back in LA with Eva. She's coming home.
Jonathan's trying to talk to Eva and Eva's ignoring her. Ignoring him.
Wow.
That was awkward.
Basically, she's like completely ignoring him.
Yeah. The pressures of Divas Champion is catching up to Nikki, and they're talking to Mark Carano. He's like, this is the job you signed up for. It's tough. He's like, are you willing to say you give up the championship, basically?
It's a tough choice. Oh my god, we're going to a cemetery.
Alright.
Okay, so as we go to break, we're going camping.
Yep.
That much is certain. We'll get to that later. So, Nikki. Nikki is having problems balancing her life and her schedule and being Divas Champion and doing everything that she's committed to do. Here's the thing, it comes with the territory. You want to be the talk dog in the division, you want to be one of the faces of the company. This is what goes with it.
Right.
Carano said it. This is what you signed up for.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you said you wanted. You wanted to be at the top. This is what being at the top means, is you don't get the off days. You don't get the lighter schedule. You don't get any of that. You work twice as hard as anybody else in the company because you're representing the company. You know, she's doing appearances on her off day. She's filming for Total Divas. She's working a full schedule. She's traveling constantly. You heard her say she hasn't been to Tampa in 7 weeks. You know, she probably doesn't get to see John a lot except at work. So it is hard to balance a personal life and a professional life. And that's why it's honestly when you see a lot of the people who are driven to this point that they try to get to the top, they make a choice between one or the other.
Why is John Cena a 15-time WWE World Champion? He gives up every single day of his life.
He gives up every single day of his life. He gives up most of his relationships. He gives up a lot of his personal time. He has done over 500 make-a-wishes. All of that in his personal time.
Yep.
All of it. You know, and some of it for work, but a lot of it is done on his off days. So it's something that when he's not wrestling, he's constantly traveling. This is something that it's like, if you want to do this, that's a sacrifice you have to make.
Exactly.
And I can completely understand being to the point where you need a break. I'm not saying that she does not deserve a break, but it's something that this is what you agreed to do. This is what you signed up for. This is, you know, you've been pushing to this point, you've been driving to this point, and you've been trying to get there, and now you're there, princess, and guess what?
This is what happens. This is what This is the deal. This is what you signed up for. So,
you know, it's,
suck it up.
It's like if you want to give up the title and you want to take a lesser schedule, go for it. Nobody's going to stop you. There are plenty of other girls in line behind you that would love to take that title off you.
Including your sister.
Including your sister. You have no problem making that commitment to the schedule. None. But it's something you have to decide if that's what you really want to do.
Pretty much, yeah. And that's the decision that's being laid in front of her right now.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm sure we'll see more of as the episode progresses. But, oh, Eva. Eva, 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 Eva. I have a feeling we're going to feel really bad for Jonathan in this episode.
Possibly.
Yeah, I get being focused on your work, but dude, your husband's trying to have a conversation with you. Put the phone down.
You can say hi. It's only one
word.
You
can say hi. You can say, oh, hey, you know, because he's like, let's go to dinner and let's spend time together and let's just enjoy each other's company. And she's like, cool.
Yeah, cool, whatever.
The phone. You know, yeah.
Going back to my email.
Don't. So, as we come back from break...
We're back at that moment, you know. Bree answered for Nikki, no. Bree's like, I'll take the championship if you want me to.
Thanks for helping, Bree.
Nikki's like, I need a couple days. And we'll give you any day you want. Just not Monday.
Yeah, just not Monday. You can't have Monday. So we're back in LA with Eva.
She's running late to meet her husband. Ooh, it's been an hour.
What is that?
I don't know. She wants to talk about what gear color she should have, and he's like... That's a discussion during work hours. Now he's trying to make her feel guilty.
He's laying on the guilt, man. Laying on the guilt.
Oh, completely. But he was the one who wanted her to be focused and driven and all that stuff. And now, you know, he's laying in the guilt. We should have some personal time. And they have cheers to balance. Okay.
So they're going to go have fun. They're going to have a blast. All right. Nothing can go wrong with this.
So Brie and her mother are looking at properties for their fitness studio that they're working on.
So basically, they're trying to get Nicole on the phone. She's not answering. Like, you can always do the deal and talk about it later.
Right.
Bree, I have news for you. I think you're going to have to do it without her.
It looks like it. Bree's like, tells her mother that Nikki probably needs to see a therapist.
For more than just that, but, you know, don't we all? They're going to wine country because that's exactly what you want to do when you're super stressed out.
Drink.
Drink.
I feel like Nikki's at her breaking point. So we're in Pensacola, Florida now.
With the Usos. And oh my god, we have a bus.
That's not just any bus. It's the big RV. He's like, who's driving this? You. Who? You. Three or four kids.
Oh, this is that two meanest kids?
10 people, one bus.
10 people in one bus. Oh my god. Oh my god, Tamina on this trip is gonna be awesome. I can already feel it.
Okay, this is his first time making a turn. Oh god, oh god, oh god, oh god, oh god.
Oh my god.
To me, he's like, keep your eyes on the road. Stop looking back here. The air conditioning broke. They're all screaming, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Oh, God.
Wow. Just keep it on the bus. This is going to be entertaining.
So we're
in Napa with the Bellas. They rented a cute little cottage.
Hey, look, it's Renee Young. This is not Eat, Pray, Love. It's Eat, Pray, Drink.
And Renee's not married, but you know. You know how that goes.
You know how that goes.
Actually, I'm pretty sure she called her boyfriend. He would come eat and drink.
Really quickly. They need more supplies for the bus. So
we're at the CVS or the Walgreens.
We're somewhere. Or a supermarket.
He's suggesting healthy stuff. She's looking at him like, shut up, Dad.
Right? They left the RV open. Oh, God. We're now in Los Angeles.
Just keep it on the RV. So he made breakfast.
She gets a phone call, has to ignore it because there's no work today.
Oh, she's so taking a phone call. I can already feel it.
So here's this episode. Nikki's overloaded and overworked. Eva's trying to overdo her thing, and Jonathan's trying to keep her sane. Parallels, people. Parallels.
So where's John Cena in Nikki's life?
Doing something. It's Mark Carano.
And basically, she's getting told she's going back on TV 2 weeks earlier than she thought she was.
And she's going back on live events, too. Oh, Keenan.
Oh, right. So as we go to break.
So this is one of the episodes where you need the three boxes, just seeing what everyone's doing at the same time.
We need the try shot.
Yeah.
Get the try shot. We need the try shot.
We're not quad box level. We're the try shot.
Although we still need the quad box.
We need the quad box. Hey, the quad box comes back with the red zone, which starts Sunday because football.
Football.
But anyway.
But anyway, so okay, we have Nikki who's overworked, overtired. She needs a couple days off. And is it wrong? All I could think is like you're complaining about you've never been, or you haven't been to Tampa in 7 weeks. You haven't been home basically in 7 weeks. And so what are you going to do on your days off? You're going to travel and go to Napa?
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's exactly what you do.
And I'm not trying to bash her. It's just for me, it's like you're sitting here and you're complaining about you haven't been home. And so you get time off and you're not going to go home.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it's if you're stressed and you need to decompress and you need to get away from everything, to me, it's you go home and you just shut yourself away for a little while and you just chill out and you clear your mind and then you go back out and you take on the world.
Right.
And that can be accomplished where they're at because they're in this cute little place in Napa.
Yeah, they're away from everything.
They're away from everything, but it's like, you know, it's Nikki and it's Bree and it's Renee and they're all hanging out and they're partying in Napa. And maybe that's what Nikki needs. I don't know. But for me personally, it's like if I need space and I need to just recharge my batteries and I just need to have a moment, I go home. I don't go somewhere else, especially with their travel schedule. I think the last thing I would want to do is go travel somewhere else on my day off. I would just like fall in bed somewhere and be like, that's it. I'm done. Nobody move. Nobody touch me. I'm done.
Pretty much, yeah.
But that's just me. She's completely different. So, you know, I respect the fact that they're going to Napa, but it just, I found that kind of funny that it's like, oh yeah, we need days off. We need days off. Let's go to Napa.
You know, because that's what you do.
Like you do. And then there's Eva, who's trying to overwork herself.
But she's focused. She's driven. She, you know, wants to do well. And well, her husband, you know, wants her to pull back a little bit because he needs his Eva Marie time.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not saying that her ambition is a bad thing. You know, the fact that she's trying to hustle and improve her celebrity, improve her standing, there's nothing wrong with that. It's, but she has that balance of Jonathan looking at her going, dude, you're overdoing it. You need to step away. You need to walk away. We need to spend time together. You basically, and I think it's going to come down to a choice for her where it's, you need to decide what you want.
Right.
Because as we know, you know, and as we said at the last break, you see this a lot with celebrities where they don't have it both ways. It's either they have the relationship and they sacrifice the career, or they sacrifice the relationship and they have the career.
Right.
It's one or the other for a lot of people because it's what you're trying to do is it's a lot of hours, it's a lot of effort, it's a lot of time away from home, and you're driving yourself to get to a certain point to where you're comfortable with your career and your life. And a lot of times you see that people get to that point and then they settle down.
Right.
And honestly, it's kind of interesting because a lot of marriages and a lot of relationships don't survive that process of getting to that point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because there's the person that's driving to it, and then there's a person that's trying to support them, and a lot of times the person that's trying to support them eventually has enough, and is like, look, it's either me or it. What do you want?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm kind of curious to see if that choice gets forced on Eva, but like you said, parallels between Nikki and Eva.
Oh, yeah. It's very clear what the parallels are. Yeah.
And what's interesting is John Cena is not there in Nikki's life that we're seeing on Total Divas.
Correct.
because he's off doing his own career.
Yeah, he's being a champion.
He's being a champion. So she's got a lot of time to herself or a lot of time with her sister.
Mm-hmm.
And Renee Young. As we come back from break, we're in L.A., we're in the car, we're talking to Mark. Oh, Jonathan is so not happy.
Their goal is to get her on WrestleMania. They want her defending the Divas Championship in front of 100,000 people at WrestleMania.
No. I love you, Eva. You go, girl, but no. See, it's good she answered the phone.
Right? For once.
So we're in Milton, Florida. We're pulling up into the campground.
Probably is one of, this is one of the places John loved to go as a kid.
Bunnies!
Bunnies. And they're already getting bit up by mosquitoes. Trinity is determined to make this fun. This is not going to go well, I reckon.
I already feel it.
Nikki has arrived. She has to leave early on Saturday. Now it's time to party in bikinis, take selfies, drink, and we're now dancing in bikinis. We're going into the pool, taking more selfies.
We're chilling in the hot tub.
Apparently they had a massage and they massaged her tits.
You know, you can tell them not to touch there, right?
Right?
Like, they ask you beforehand, are you okay? Like, where do you not want me to touch? Oh, shit.
It's like, we should throw our phones out the window.
Dude, that's an $800 phone. Think about that for a second.
Now they're daring each other to throw their phones out the window.
Oh.
Oh, he stopped short and his her phone dropped. He's like, nothing Lil Glue can't fix. Well, that was smart.
Okay. All right. So as we go to break, do not stop short and break your wife's phone.
Yeah.
Also, do not hang your phone out the window.
Yeah.
Because that's an expensive little fix right there.
Yeah. Oh, how'd you break your phone? My husband stopped short. Oh, we can't cover that.
Well, they don't cover it anyway.
Well, then you're kind of screwed.
I think that's an Apple. They don't cover anything.
This is true, though. They have a pencil.
They do have a pencil.
They've invented the pencil, everybody.
They have invented the pencil. But yeah, so he's right. She does have, you know, she does have direct control over her phone, and she can turn her phone off.
But she just got awesome news, and her brain's continuing to go and thinking and everything.
Her brain is continuing to go, and there's nothing wrong with your brain continuing to go, but at the same time, it's, okay, yay, I just got this awesome news, let's talk about it, let's, you know, squee over it, and then, okay, let's move on and shut the phone off and go do what we were gonna do.
Right.
Because I can completely understand that, but it's like, you know, you set out to spend time together, you set out to have a day where you don't worry about work, you don't think about work, and sometimes you have to put work on the back burner and just spend time together, and she's just having a really hard time doing that, and so I kind of feel his frustration in the fact that he just wants to spend time with his wife because these days are going to be really limited. As we just heard, she's getting ready to go back out on the road again.
Right.
So he's not going to see her nearly as much as he has recently. So it's like, he's going to want to spend time with her. He's going to want to see her before she's gone, you know, 3, 4, 5 days a week. She's only home for 2.
Right. Oh, I totally get it.
So yeah, I mean, I completely understand his need to spend time with her because there are 2 people in the relationship. But at the same time, don't hang your phone out the window.
Pretty much, yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. This is your word of advice here on the Rack Extra.
Don't hate. Because that's the thing, it's like, it's an $800 phone. Why would you? I get these people have money, but come on.
$800 is $800, no matter how you slice it.
Yeah, because it's not going to get covered. You got to take it to the store. You got to make an appointment at the store. You got to get it fixed. It takes forever to get fixed.
And now
it's just a pain in the butt.
And now you're out without a phone.
So, actually, you know what? No, great plan. Break your wife's phone, make her take it to the store, make her get it fixed, and then you can spend the day together. Solid plan.
Spend the day at the Apple store.
I should know, and they'll let you leave it.
This is true, yeah.
They will let you leave it. You have to make an appointment. Trust me, I know, because I had to get my screen fixed, so.
I remember.
Yeah, you remember that story. So, side note, make sure your phone is in your pocket when you get out at a rest stop, because the Apple screen does not pass the 3-foot drop test. Just saying. But yeah, so if you want to spend time with your wife, you can have her be really pissed at you while you take her to get her phone fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, don't hang your phone out the window. Lesson learned. And then we talk about getting violated while being massaged.
Always fun.
Again, just as a FYI tip, before you go and get a massage, the masseuse does ask you if there's any areas you're not particularly comfortable with them touching. You can tell them that you don't particularly want your any part of anatomy touched.
Your boobs
and
are,
they will not do it.
Yeah, if you don't want your boobs touched or your hoo-ha, yeah, you know, just say no.
Yeah, just say no. Most masseuses are very respectful of that, especially if it's a guy. I had a male masseuse that was a friend. He was always very respectful whenever he had to massage a woman because he understood that it's like it can get awkward really fast. So, you know, all you have to do is say, hey, I'm not cool with you touching me there. Please don't touch me there. And they're gold.
Right.
But yeah, so we're partying in Napa. We're at the house. We're in bikinis. We're drinking. We're chilling in the hot tub. And Nikki's got to leave early on Saturday. Yay! But we're having fun.
We're having fun. It's all that counts.
That's all that counts. As we come back from break, we're in LA with Eva and Jonathan. She's retrieving her phone.
He's like, it's not that bad.
It's bad.
She's like, this is the end of our day date. And now we're back in Milton, Florida with the Uso family.
We haven't even gotten to this yet, but there's a shower.
The water smells.
There's a clean out. You have to clean it out, y'all.
Trinity's having none of it. Oh, good lord.
Adventures with the Uso family. This is awesome.
The Bellas are arguing in the car. She can't even keep up with her emails. She's obsessing over her pay-per-view match, what she'll look like, what she's going to wear.
Look how Bree's still pushing the therapy thing.
And Nikki's like, I don't want any therapy. Bree's like, I think you'd benefit from it. And Nikki's like, I think you benefit from a muzzle on your face.
Well, damn.
Stressed Nikki is stressed.
Yes, to say the least. We're back in Florida.
Oh, God, we're going tubing. Apparently, they're not allowed to go out tubing now because trees are down. Well, this camping trip's going splendid.
Basically, he's like, I want to leave. Uh-oh.
Jeez, Trinity's had it. Trinity is done with their attitudes. All right, so we're at break.
We're at break. All right, Trinity's done. Like, Trinity's had enough of this crap. She's done. So much for a family vacation.
This family vacay is not going so well.
No, it's not. Side note, if you have, like, a RV like that, it does have sewage and water cleanouts that you do have to clean it out.
They learned that firsthand.
That's why Daniel Bryan said no pooping on the bus.
Exactly.
Because you have to clean that out, and it can get gross.
Yeah.
To say the least. So, and also, Eva's phone is dead, and now they have to go get it fixed.
She's now got to go get it fixed, yeah. That pretty much sums it up, and Nikki has a mad. Or rather, Nikki is stressed. That's the best way to put it.
Nikki is stressed, but at the same time...
She should do what Jonathan is telling Eva Marie to do. Turn off your phone!
Yeah, it's like, if you're that stressed, you need to turn off your phone and walk away. I mean, you need to recognize that it's like you're sitting here and you're complaining that you're stressed and that you're not getting enough sleep and this, that, and the other. And Bree said it, you're Divas Champion. You know, it's what we've said before. You signed up for this. But if you need to get away from it, if you need to walk away from it, there's a power button on your phone. You can turn off your phone.
Escape from the real world for a minute.
Escape from the real world for a minute. Enjoy being just away for a day, from being out of contact for a day. You know, you don't have to answer every email right away. And it's something of, well, what else do you have going on that you're getting all these emails? That's the other thing. What? But yeah, it's, you could turn off your phone. You can walk away for a day. It's, you're just complaining to complain if you're sitting there and you're like, oh, I'm so stressed and oh, I need a break, when you're on a break and you're doing nothing but checking your emails.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, you know, it's like, dude, come on. Don't be sitting there complaining and whining when you're supposed to be on vacation. You know?
Oh, I know. Trust me, I get it.
And well, again, Trinity has a mat. And so does Eva.
And so does Eva, yeah.
Because they spent their date day getting her phone fixed.
Yep.
Pretty much. As we come back from break, and the fight continues.
She's like, everything that wasn't going as planned, you know, this is what happened. This is a bonding experience. Now the Uso's giving Trinity some advice. He apologizes for complaining.
Basically, he's not used to being part of a, like, doing family bonding. But he's apologizing, and you can make it up to her by bringing her cookies.
And now he's trying to throw her into the water. And there's a Samoan drop into the water. In that gross, nasty-looking water.
Oh, it's cold. You can tell it's cold.
That too.
We're back in L.A. Eva's going to get trained.
She's trying to get him in as many sessions as she can. Working with some dude who is as skinny as a diva. She's all excited. She's all happy. She has a new case for her phone. She's not explaining the whole story to Brian. He's talking about the balance and everything and what needs to be done, and she's listening.
Yeah, did. She used to see everything you used to...
English. Because, you know, husbandger. Husbandger is a word.
Husbandger.
Is a word, too. English, we learned on Told It Was. Now Nikki's boobs are being played with. That's all I could say in that segment because I couldn't understand anything else. They're wine tasting. Oh, God. A therapeutic wine session. They went to two vineyards.
Oh, God, they're getting plastered.
They're pouring their hearts out to the bartender. Now she's bringing up the therapist.
Bree's drunk. Bree is completely wasted.
She's just letting the bartender know everything about them. He's like, one, I don't need therapy. Two, this deanery is my therapy.
Actually, technically, turning to alcohol and drinking is not good therapy. Just pointing that out.
All right. Now she's walking away.
Okay. As we go to break, so the Usos are getting back on track on their camping trip. They're having fun. They're enjoying themselves.
Right.
Nikki's turning to alcohol, which is not a good thing. Which, we've actually had concerns about this in the past.
Have you listened to all the other episodes of the show?
No, seriously, and I'm not even kidding on this. It's, and I'm not judging Nikki for how much she drinks. Because I drink. I drink once a week. Every Friday night, I go get plastered. I do it. Because it's like, you know what, I need to blow off steam, and I'm going to go out, I'm going to have fun, I'm going to have a couple drinks, and then I'm going to come home and I'm going to crash. And that's what I do. And that's just me blowing off steam for the week. So I get it. I completely understanding her needing to go out and just have fun and kick back and, you know, maybe have a couple alcoholic beverages. But it's like when you start referring to it as your therapy and this is all you need, that gets a little scary.
A little bit, yeah.
Because you shouldn't be turning to alcohol, or, you know, maybe it's just how I'm taking it, but it seems like she's using alcohol as a coping mechanism, and that's not what you want.
No.
It's like, I can understand if this is all you need, being, you know, the vacation and being surrounded by nature and just the silence and all that stuff. Like, I get that, but at the same time, it's like, to kind of include alcohol in that, that's a dangerous situation, because it can spiral out of control very, very quickly to where eventually you're not getting enough.
Yeah.
And it's been concerning in the past about Nikki, because Nikki does use alcohol to cope.
It's a crutch.
And maybe they just, and it could be the way that they're splicing it together, where maybe she does not drink as much as we see on this show, but it seems like Nikki is always drinking.
She always has some sort of glass in her hand.
Which is just, to me, slightly disturbing. And in terms of her getting pissed about her sister insisting that she needs therapy, and she tells the bartender, your sister is wasted. I understand you're upset that your sister is telling personal information, but she's wasted. You know, that's the point where you grab her and you pull her out and you say, uh-uh, no more for you. You're done.
Pretty much, yeah.
Cutting you off. And Renee is just like, why did I agree to come on this trip? Why? That, or she's texting people. She's like, oh my God, just wait till I get back.
I'll have some stories for you.
But yeah, and then there's Brian Kendrick, who's preaching the truth. You have to find balance.
Yes.
You know, most of your relationship, you're going to be gone 5 days a week. Most of your relationship will be over the phone. You have to find that balance. You have to find that way to keep your sanity.
Yes.
You have to. So it's like, you have to make that choice.
Yes.
But it doesn't seem like Eva wants to make that choice.
Well, no, she made her choice. Trust me.
She's made her choice.
Yeah. She wants to be all global red everything.
Yup. Yep. As we come back from break.
Back in wine country. Nikki's sitting in the grass alone, drinking. They're making a promise that they will not bring up therapy anymore this trip.
They're gonna go have dinner and get massages and enjoy just the zen. And
There's a bead. No, there's no bead. And she's now spinning around drunk.
Hey, got her up, didn't it?
It did get her up.
It worked.
A cruel way, but they got her up.
And now we have a campfire, and we're toasting marshmallows, and they're lighting them on fire. Mad props. That's how you eat it.
Where's Kane? Kane? Where's Kane?
Kane.
Oh, no Kane. But there was fire. Every time there's fire, there should be Kane. Well, he's the automatic fire starter.
And Tamina dropped her some more.
Oh. No s'mores for her. It was a good family outing.
And the dad got himself a cabin because he didn't want to sleep on the bus. Respect. Respect.
Mad props there.
We're back in San Diego. Nikki and John are together. I have no idea what is up with that outfit.
Style?
No. Not digging it. Not feeling it. And now John and Nikki are talking about therapy and her getting therapy.
He's like, sometimes you need a little bit of vacation. It's like wine country.
And John basically brings up, why can't you schedule time to think about nothing?
She did family therapy once. Apparently her family laughed at her last time she was in therapy. It didn't feel good, so she's not doing it again. Okay then, as we continue on with Nikki talking about her therapy history.
Okay, but what's wrong with not going to therapy, but still scheduling that time where it's you take like an hour or a couple hours a week and you just chill?
That's a good idea. He's like, think about it. It's like mentally working out. And he's like, you're talking to someone who doesn't know anything about us or anyone. Or it's just a way to get it off your mind. He has a good point. He's like, it could turn you around, make you a better person.
Basically, John's like, you know, you might as well try it.
And that's what she's gonna do. Usually not always, but usually is right. This is John Cena. Wow. Oh, okay.
Alright.
We see what faces gets Nikki turned on?
Basically John Cena convinces Nikki Bella to go to therapy.
Pretty much, yeah. Because he was getting ready for a red carpet event. He was like, my time is now. Time to buckle up and let's go.
She's walking the red carpet and she didn't get her roots done.
Eva's going to The Rock's movie premiere for San Andreas.
And now we're going down Hollywood Boulevard. We're showing up at the movie. We see The Rock. We see Jonathan.
Someone asks, are you going to be the female Rock? And she's like, go big or go home.
And hey, we're actually going to a wrestling event.
Hey.
In Grand Rapids.
That was Neville, by the way.
And I see Paige in the background.
Nikki loved therapy. The therapist is being very helpful. She's hooked and she loves therapy now.
What is confidence is Nikki's problem?
Now we're going back and forth. European missing. No, European missing. Oh, God. Oh, God, next week. Oh, God, Lord. We're going to get into that here in a minute. Oh, Jesus.
Okay. All right. Well, next week is Paige's engagement.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. A engagement for Paige. Anyway, there may be more. Who knows?
You never know with Paige.
But to kind of go back, you know, I'm happy that Nikki is getting what she needs in therapy. I'm happy that the experience was positive for her. That's always what you want to hear.
Right.
But even if you're someone that's against therapy, it doesn't hurt to just schedule a time, you know, an hour every day or a couple hours every week to just decompress, just do something or do nothing.
Right.
You know, it's whether you're coming home from work and you just need like 30 minutes to yourself, or you just shut the door and you shut out the world and you just decompress.
Right.
You know, that's just as good for you as therapy and cheaper. But you have to learn, I think the whole message of this episode is you have to let go. And you have to decide what you want to be, what you want to do, and find your balance and let go of the rest.
Right.
And we're seeing Eva struggle to find that balance. We're seeing Nikki struggling to find that balance. And I think Trinity and John have that balance, but they're struggling to, you know, bond as a family.
Yeah.
Because, you know, mosquitoes, no, I would have been done. But
same here.
You know, balance and work life, that's what the real emphasis of this was. And, you know, you have to be very driven and want nothing but the best for your career if you want to make it to the top of the WWE or of the game in general, as we're seeing with Eva.
Right.
Because clearly Eva's intentions are beyond WWE. She's just using it as a stepping stone to get to her next spot, which is fine. There have been plenty of other people that have done that. She's not first. She's not the last.
Yeah, this is very true. Yeah.
But it's finding that balance. And I'm not sure I was 100% okay with her being like, well, you just need to buckle up and hang on. It's like, that's...
I get the point, but you could have come with a better approach at it.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you know, right now it's like things are taking off and this is what I have to focus on right now. And, you know, maybe he can help her find that balance and find that sanity where she's not working all the time and she doesn't burn herself out, because that's the danger of working constantly and being a workaholic, is burning yourself out. Excuse me, which we've seen with Nikki.
Yes.
Nikki was burned out. She needed a break. She needed to get away from it.
Yes.
So, you know, Jonathan is just trying to make sure that Eva doesn't have that same experience. But yeah, it's like her looking at Jonathan and being like, yeah, you just need to sit down, shut up, and buckle up and hold on. Because had the roles been reversed and he had said that to her, she would have been pissed.
Oh, yeah.
So, not sure I'm okay with that, but, you know, at least say, hey, for right now, this is what we have to do. It may change. It may not. But right now, this is what's going on. This is what I have to focus on. I hope you understand.
Pretty much.
Take the other person into account.
Yeah, just a little bit. Be nice.
Be nice. You know, but so we'll have to see if they find balance. But we have clips.
We do have some clips.
Hey.
Hey.
We have clips.
So let's go to clip number one.
I'm going to have to hold your arm going down the hill because I don't know why I wore Louboutins to Central Park, but I did.
I know. I told you to go buy me shoes.
No, I'm not your little maid. Look at Brie.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like we're on a date here.
Yeah.
Ew.
Don't make any moves on me.
I need to have a picnic with John.
I've been so overwhelmed with him.
Ryan being home. Yeah. How is that going, by the way, with him at home?
It's going. We're kind of at a fork in the road. because Brian is hoping that the doctors will clear him to wrestle again, but it just makes me want to kind of, like, tell him, like, I just feel like your career's done. Like, Brian's been given the second opportunity to be a healthy dad. And I'm just like, I don't want to see it all go away again.
Right.
I'm torn. I don't want to see Brian's career end. But as a wife, I want him to stop wrestling now. We need our help to go before a career because you know what? It's not about our next 2 years. It's about our next 20. He can do so many other things. He can be a coach.
I agree. But you have to understand that Brian wanted to be a wrestler. Brian's truly living his dream and what he was meant to do. And I get where you're coming from 100%. But you just have to be careful how you come at him with it, because men who are professional athletes, it's hard to hear that their career's over, especially when they're getting older. It's just sad because sometimes when people are living their dreams, they're willing to die for it.
But I see Brian, his dream is to be a dad too. We talk about kids all the time. You know, I'm on prenatals. Yeah. Like, kids are around the corner. And I'm like,
I could tell by your beard you're on prenatal. I'm just kidding.
You know, that's brilliant.
Wow. No words. So basically, Brie wants Brian to stop wrestling so they can have kids.
Pretty much, yeah.
I get that. You know, I completely understand that, but I'm kind of with Nikki where it's like, he's living his dream. This is all he's ever wanted to do. This is all he's ever wanted to be. And he's worked so hard to get where he is, and he's finally at the top. Because if you think of Brian's career, it's like he struggled for years, and it's only in the last, 2 years that he's really made it to the peak of WWE, and he's on top of his game, he's on top of the sport, he's the most popular he's ever been, and he's been sidelined with an injury, and it's like, I understand Brie wants him to stop wrestling, but at the same time, is that fair to him? Because even if he was perfectly healthy, it's like he could go out there tomorrow and get hurt and his career could be done. So is it fair to him to ask him to stop wrestling because of that fear, you know?
Yeah, it's a difficult thing.
I mean, it's a difficult thing. Like, I get her standpoint. She wants him to stop wrestling because she wants him to be a healthy dad, because she's thinking of the future. She's thinking ahead. It's not the next 2 years, as she said, it's the next 20. But here's the flip side to that. Brian stops wrestling tomorrow. You stop wrestling tomorrow. What are you going to do for money? Like, I'm sure they're financially secure. I'm sure they've saved up money and they'll be fine for the next little bit. But it's like, what are you going to do to supplement your cash flow after you stop wrestling? What financial plan do you have for that? You know?
Oh yeah. They have the work in progress, studio thing. They have that, at least that to look forward to.
Yeah, but you think about it, and it's like you're going to lose money on the first year because of all the startup costs. So you're thinking maybe 2 to 3 years before it could potentially be successful. If it's successful, because the thing with those places is they're very hard to start up. They're very hard to sort of draw on that customer base because it's all word of mouth.
Right.
And having, you know, the fact that it's run by the Bella Twins will help because it's that celebrity recognition. But as that star fades, you know, you have to rely on your reputation of word of mouth, and you have to hope that the studio becomes successful while you're a big enough name. Because if it's not, and that name value fades, what else do you have in order to attract people to the studio?
Good point.
So it's like, from a business standpoint, I get it, you know, but right now, looking at where they're at with it, at least from what the show is portraying, they're at least a year out from starting it, because they don't have a location yet. They don't have any, you know, we've seen no business plan discussion, nothing like that. So they're still in the very early stages of starting that. So it's like, again, what are you going to do for money if Brian stops wrestling tomorrow? What are you going to do for money once you get pregnant and you have to stop wrestling? Because then you're both unemployed, essentially.
Very good points. And we'll pick that part up next week.
We will pick that part up next week. But yeah, I see both sides of it, but I don't think it's exactly fair to Brian.
True.
So as we go to clip number 2.
Welcome, everybody, to Monday Night Raw.
Hey, brothers.
Hey,
good to see you guys. What's up?
I don't get one.
I was looking for you guys. I booked us a gig at the Laugh Factory in LA. I got some hookups, and I can get you on stage. 3 minutes,
hell
bro.
Yeah.
Say what?
The world famous Laugh Factory.
Dolph Ziggler is incredibly talented. His wrestling
wrestling is amazing. He has great speaking skills, and he also does stand-up comedy on the side. Dolph being the great friend that he is, I felt like I could go to him and ask him to help John get into stand-up.
The Laugh Factory in L.A., that is an awesome, like, it's
the Laugh Factory.
Hallowed ground out there.
Laugh,
yeah.
Like the Laugh Factory Factory.
Yeah.
Dang, dog.
Yeah. How sick is that?
There's nothing more nerve-wracking than doing stand-up comedy.
It's scary as hell.
I've done it once before, too, and it was terrifying.
It's real.
Yeah, I went all by myself. Yeah. I did it, and it was horrifying.
But you did it. You were scared.
You got it done. You go, it's okay. Here's what went wrong. Somebody laughed at something I wrote originally myself. When can I do it again? But it's like wrestling. Your first match, you suck. After a couple of wrestling matches, you focus on what you're good at.
Dog, make room for me, dog.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Well, I'm excited now.
Thank her.
Yeah.
You're the new Polly Show, bud.
Osis.
It's going to be good.
Thank you, dog.
I just want to say we saw Seth. There was a Seth, and I think Alana. Not sure, though. But, oh, John is like, oh, God, what have you done? What have you done now? I cannot trust you people. I cannot take you people anywhere. God damn it, what have you done?
Pretty much.
But we get a Dolph.
We get a Dolph. That we do.
Is this leading to the Dolph and Nikki thing?
Possibly.
Maybe.
We'll have to see.
We will, but I think that does it for episode 10. What do you think?
I'm with you.
All right. So, well, we've watched the show. We viewed the clips. We saw the teaser. Next week should be a humdinger of an episode as we move towards the end of the season. Because, well, next week is episode 11.
And there's only 13 episodes.
There's only 13 episodes. So there's only 3 episodes left.
Did you just count with your fingers?
No.
Liar.
Maybe.
Liar. There you go.
Maybe. I held up 3 fingers. Does that count?
Yes.
Damn it. Yes. 3. Can't see him, but 3.
3, not 5. 3.
3. 3, sir. 3.
3.
So, 3 episodes left. We are moving towards the season finale. Next week is episode 11.
As Big E says, 3 ain't enough. I need 5.
Well, we're past 5.
Oh, darn it.
We passed 5 and we hit episode 8. Because I can do math, even when I'm drunk.
There you go.
So, let's get up on out of here.
Let's go.
Alright, so he's Rock. I'm Lindsay. This has been The Rack Extra Total Divas. Season 4, episode 10, and we will see y'all next week. Bye!